Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by CHEV.
You're born with a gift. If not that, then you get good at something along the way. And what you're good at, you don't take for granted. You don't betray it.
What if you do betray your gift?
You betray yourself. It's a sad thing.
The obstacle is the path. Never forget that inside every problem, obstacle, adversity is an opportunity to improve your condition. We understand at a superficial level, that's what we mean when we say the obstacle is the way.
Other than death, all failure is psychological. Other than death, all failure is psychological. Think about that. Just think about that. This failure, this upset, this catastrophe. If you aren't dead, then it's just psychological. It's in your head. Now, this does not mean that you won't lose some battles, because you will. We all will.
Rent is due is just this idea that, like, you have to pay your dues every single day. I'm a big believer that you have to do hard things. Everything you want in life is on the other side of something that sucks. That means getting cold, that means getting hot, that means moving fast, that means lifting heavy shit. It means having tough conversations, it means being present, it means being focused. All of those things are hard, and everything good comes on the other side of doing those hard things. That is rent that you have to pay every single day. Do the tiny daily deposit that compounds positively in your life.
Consistency isn't about frequency, it's about identity. What do I mean by that? Well, the reason you fail at staying consistent is because you think consistency is about doing the same thing over and over. That is a dangerous mindset. Consistency is about becoming the kind of person who does what needs to be done, no matter what. Stop asking, how do I stay consistent? And start asking, who do I need to become? The moment you shift from, I have to do this, to, this is just who I am, consistency becomes effortless.
Make plans of your own, guess what? You'll probably fall into someone else's plans. Guess what someone else may have planned for you? Not much. So take a look at the next 5 years of your life. It's going to be like the last five, unless you care.
Anybody that's successful, they've dealt with failure more than success, because you have to fail in order to succeed, in order to become that spirited person that knows how to have that drive, and that's in anything. Before I got put on, I failed many times.
The real enemy of consistency isn't laziness, it's your indecision. You think you struggle with being consistent because you're lazy, but that's not it. The truth is, you haven't decided what truly matters to you. Every time you waffle on your priorities, you break your own momentum. Make a decision, commit to it fully, and eliminate the noise. It's the lack of decision that's killing your consistency, not your lack of effort.
Make this note, don't become a victim of yourself. Even if you have to fight the enemies that are within yourself. Forget the thief in the alley that's after your purse. What about the thief in your mind that's after your promise?
Most people are going to quit. All of your enemies, all the people making fun of you, all the people laughing at you, they're all going to quit. So all you have to do is just not quit. It's so true. You guys think you're weak. You're really not weak. You allow yourself to behave weak, but you're not weak. But you've got to train that up. You've got to push yourself. You have to put yourself constantly in uncomfortable situations, hold yourself accountable to results and being tough and pushing through and persevering. And when you get to that point where you think, I can't go another inch,
you're only 40% of the way there.
People always try to box you in to what they know you best for. but never stop fighting. No matter what anyone says, no matter how they try to compromise you, compromise your vision. If it's in your gut, if it's in your soul, there's nothing, there's no worldly possessions that should come between you and your expression.
When we were kids, my mom hung a poster over our bed. It had a picture of a bumblebee, and under the picture, a caption read, "According to all aerodynamic laws, a bumblebee cannot fly because its body weight is not in the right proportion to its wingspan. But ignoring these laws, the bee flies anyway."
Stop breaking promises to yourself. When you say, "I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 7 a.m., and when the option comes to hit the snooze button, don't do it. There's one win that you've got for the day. That's action.
What if everything you're going through is preparing you for what you asked for? Think of it like this. The universe is using every challenge to adjust your energy and frequency, getting you ready for what you really want. Each tough moment is a lesson, helping you manifest your dreams by ensuring you're ready to receive them when they arrive.
Everything in your life is a reflection of a choice you have made. If you want a different result, make a different choice.
Be sad, but get up. You can't stay stuck forever. If there was ever a time to turn things around, it's now. Stop waiting for things to feel normal again. You need to be the one to take the first step. Put in the effort. Make the decision today, because the only person that can save you is you.
Be humble enough to know that you can be replaced, but be wise enough to know that there's no one quite like you. Humility keeps you grounded. But never forget your uniqueness, because you bring something to the table that no one else can. So try to stay as humble as possible and don't ever doubt your worth.
Pay attention to the voice in your head that says you're not enough. Where did it come from?
Dear self, dying with regrets is something my life can't afford. So from this day forward, I'm choosing the suffering that leads to my rewards. So from this day forward, I'm picking the pain that leads to my better life. So from this day forward, no more running from my fears, I'm bringing faith to this fight. Dear self, unapologetically, I'm gonna go get the life that's made for me. I'm caping up, because I will be the hero in my story.
When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked in. Mm-hmm. That's what the storm is all about, right? Now, in the midst of the storm, a lot of people feel like, man, I lost this. I lost that, right? But when you come out of the storm, the perspective that you gain, yeah, right? The person that you have become, right? The happiness that you've gained, the joy, the peace that you've gained, right? You always gain something in spite of what you consider to be a loss.
Your belief system has to be really, really strong. You know, you have to really, really believe it and really, really want it. Otherwise, it's just too much to endure. I mean, because, you know, everybody's questioning you and these challenges are hard to endure.
Everybody's built for it. If you can just believe in you and no one else believes in you, that's enough.
It's very important that you take risks in life. This is the key, in my opinion, this is the difference between very successful people and people who don't take risks.
You're not done yet. It's not over for you yet. It's not over. It's not gonna be over. You've come so far, and you didn't come this far to get this far and to just stop being this far. You have so much inside of you, so much potential inside of you to go forward. Be proud of you. Be proud of how you've gotten here. Be proud of who you've built yourself to be to get here and say, I have more. I have more in the tank. I have more in my life. I have more for my life. There was more called in my life. There was more put inside of me to build my life. I'm proud of you. Be proud of you. Move forward.
So many people that think they have to know everything before they start. They have to have all the answers and have all the knowledge and listen to all the podcasts and read all the books before they even start. The truth is, you know enough to get started. Make that one adjustment. Do it now. You know enough to do something, and that something will start the snowball that inevitably leads to you being competent with the thing that you're trying to do. Even if you know nothing to start, you know enough to start.
Doubt is such a strange thing. I mean, it's, there'll be times where you succeed and there are times that you fail. So wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. It is. I mean, you just put one foot in front of the other, you control what you can't control, and then you see what the outcome is, right? If you win, great. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose, it sucks, but you're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey all over again anyway.
That feeling of, I don't know what I'm doing here. Like, I don't have this figured out. That is the number one telltale sign that you're doing something right in life. That doubt is the number one telltale sign that you are actually pushing yourself. You woke up today and someone was proud of you. And most importantly, I hope that person was you. I pray that you woke up and you gave yourself the flowers you deserve. We all feel alone, but we all feel alone in this together. Make peace with it. Give yourself flowers you deserve. Be your number one fan, be your number one supporter, but also understand that I'm here and I'm rooting for you.
There's plenty of time. There's plenty of time. If you prioritize yourself properly and you make sure that you don't let outlook be the controller of your time, there's plenty of time. Just don't do everything. Prioritize your life. Make sacrifices. Don't let outlook control what you do every day.
Turn the TV off. Stop scrolling on social media. You need to focus, and you need to ask yourself, am I the most productive when I have this platform on in the background? Take some time to take the slower route, and it's going to feel weird because everything in life, no matter where you live, is designed to stay on go, to be fast-paced, but you need to find out ways to move at a pace that really supports the lifestyle that you're trying to live. You may thrive in an environment that keeps going, but most of us need to continue being grounded. We need to continue being centered in some way, shape, or form, and if you don't take time to figure out what that is, time's gonna make you figure it out.
There's no difference between responsibility and adventure. That's a killer thing to know. The heavier the responsibility, the more profound the adventure.
Progress is not a straight path. It is a winding road, shadowed by doubt and lit by fleeting moments of hope. There will be days that you feel lost, as if the darkness is closing in, and every step forward is met with resistance. This journey will test you, breaking you down to your core, stripping away your comfort and leaving you exposed. But in these moments of despair, when the road seems endless, remember that growth comes from the deepest struggles. So trust the process, even when it feels like the night will never end.
People change all the time, dude. It's just a decision that you got to make, and you got to take the actions of the person that you want to become. Make the decisions that that person that you know you want to be like would make, even when you're you now, and eventually you become that person. So decide who you want to be, start making the decisions that person would make, and eventually you legitimately become that in your life. And it won't feel like that today, and it won't feel like that tomorrow. Probably going to take a minute for you to adjust to being the kind of person you want to be, but if you keep following with those actions over and over and over and over and over again of the person that you want to be like, eventually you become that person, and it's reality.
Are areas in this life where you are like a passive driver. You're sitting at the back seat, somebody is driving, and yeah, you can enjoy the view. But in this case, when you want to make that fire grow, you need to become the driver. You must be the one directing the thoughts, directing the actions, directing the energy.
The world will drown out your intuition. If you are going looking to any outside source to bring you the answers, you can't hear it. The universal force of life is always speaking and breathing through you. And so you have to get still enough, removed enough, disconnected enough from the world to actually know what you are feeling. And anytime you're going around asking everybody else, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? What should I do? It means the real response is for you to get still and ask yourself that question and just to stay still until the answer comes.
What type of reality are you even living? What type of reality are you living? Are you living a proactive reality where you're continually problem solving and looking at all the different ways that you could manipulate, guide, or push your reality that you want in your favor? Or are you living a reactive reality where you just continually allow what is going to happen? It is what it is. What can I do? I don't have any control over any of this. Getting knocked from one thing to the next, sitting there complaining, all sad that nothing's changing. Well, I can tell you right now, if you live in a reactive reality, you need to stop. Because if you really want to live the life of your dreams, you have got to start living a proactive reality.
I honestly believe discipline is freedom. Live your dream, you're free to do the things that you love, and then you start to come to love the discipline. And then when you don't have the discipline, that's when the anxiety sets in, because you know you're not paying the price. And if you don't pay the price, you get nothing. So you got to pay the price, and then you have to have discipline, and then the world is open to you.
We never say we're never going to do it. We don't say I'm not going to do it. We say I'm going to do it later. We're going to say, I'm going to do it when I have a better chance. In Meditations, Marcus Aurelius says, you could be good today, instead you choose tomorrow. It's actually more pragmatic, I would argue, to do good today while you have the chance.
All of us have this conflict going on at all times inside of us, and it's between two forces. The first force is your survival instinct that's been with us for thousands, if not tens of thousands of years. And this is a thing that noise in the bushes that could possibly kill you, it wants to inject into you fear and doubt and worry and anxiety. That's kind of your voice of fear and your inner critic. And that's really loud. That voice is in your mind all the time. And then there's another voice, the second voice. It's been called your intuition. It's been called source, the universe, your soul, your true self. That voice is a little quieter, and that voice isn't in your head. A lot of times it shows up in your body. Unfortunately, that first voice really drowns us out a lot of times. The voice of fear will lead you to a life that's too small. You already know this. You feel this. You feel this conflict, this dissonance and tension when you're in that position, when you're doing something that's too small. If you want to reach full power in this one life of yours, it's in the second voice. It's in the voice that's the real you. This contains your dreams, your path, it contains your energy. And when you stop denying who you really are, there's really no end to what you can accomplish.
Three elements to happiness. Am I practicing discipline? Am I living a lifestyle that allows me to control the things that I'm in control of? Two, am I full of gratitude? Do I have gratitude for where I'm at? Sometimes we're very thankful, sometimes we're not. Sometimes we are again, sometimes we aren't. We feel better when we are. And the last thing is, and this is the big one, is what is my purpose and what is my mission? Is it very clear defined? Do I go after it every single day? And if you have those three elements, it never really gets boring. It gets boring when you're missing one of those elements, and that's where you start to feel unfulfilled and unhappy in what it is that you're working on.
Because life puts us in certain areas that helps us grow, but oftentimes we fight it. And I can't say a thing, I just gotta listen, right? And so when things don't go your way, really press growth. When things are going your way, great, be grateful for growth. But when things are not going your way, really press growth as a young man. All right, life, what are you trying to teach me? What's the lesson in this? What's the blessing in this? What can I get from this? What can I extract from this?
You don't attract what you want, you attract what you are. Now think about that. If you want to attract what you want, you've got to see yourself already with it. You've got to understand that you've already got it. Use your imagination. See yourself already in possession of the good you desire. That will flip your mind onto a specific frequency. And you do think on frequencies. It's on that frequency that good you desire is going to start coming toward you, and you will start moving toward it. If you want to attract what you actually want, you've got to see yourself now already with it. And know it's only a period of time until you moving toward it and it moving toward you, and you become one with it.
There is a silence that lingers after a missed opportunity. It is a quiet that fills the space where action should have been. You cannot escape it. It echoes in your mind, a constant reminder of the path you did not take. These moments of silence, they stack up, creating a void where your dreams once lived. But you do not have to live in the silence. You can choose to make noise by taking action before the silence consumes you. Take the chances you've been avoiding and allow the noise of your actions drown out the silence.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
There's magic in people who take redirection or even rejection as a message to slow down and reset and aim higher.
The minute that you trip and fall, when you hit that ground, that's who you are. And if you really want to know who you are, it's how you get back up. To me, that's what this is all about, right? It's that discomfort. It's like the way that you react to that is sort of who you are. That's where we can really see a true illustration of your DNA.
You could become anyone and anything you want at any time in your life. Like, there is no limit.
You just do the work and you get there. The human mind, the human body, the human psyche is so pliable. You can literally become anyone and anything. Multiply that over time and experience, and don't quit even when it sucks.
You really, really, really wanted this. What would you actually do? If you were really, really, really desperate, what would you actually do? If you had a gun to your head, what would you do? Have a conversation with yourself. Where am I bullshitting myself? Where am I bullshitting others? Am I bullshitting people in my ambition? Am I bullshitting people on my level of desperation? Am I bullshitting people on the things that I've achieved? Am I trying to posture that I've done more in my life than I actually have? Where am I being dishonest, either to others or to myself? Be willing to be honest about the answer.
These are the golden years. You can't wait until you've got no stress or worry in your life before you decide to be happy. Because guess what? You will always have stress and worry and anxiety and problems and issues to deal with. So you have to decide now that happiness is something you're going to have. It's a great heuristic to always think that when you look back, these times right now will be the ones that you cherish, and to approach them with requisite joy. Only in retrospect can we see how beautiful the present actually was. Problems are a feature of life, not a bug. There will never come a time when you have no problems. What? Did you think that one day you're just going to wake up and cease having problems? Like completing a video game and leveling up to a map where there's nothing there? That's never going to happen. Your problems will change, but having problems is going nowhere. Whatever negativity is consuming your thoughts probably won't matter in 3 months' time. In 3 months, you won't remember the negative texture of your mind or the boring, repetitive things you thought, or maybe even what you were worried about. But the time that you spent worrying will have passed. So you're sacrificing your joy and presence in the moment for a problem which you won't even be able to recall in the future. Immortality would be the only life in which such flippancy with the days that you live for is acceptable.
We all have to serve someone, right? Everyone has to serve. So who are you going to serve? Well, if you're going to be selfish about it, serve yourself. But 24 hours in the future. What could you do today that you tomorrow would be glad you did? And it's just 24 hours ahead. Because living 5 years in the future, like, we don't rise to our goals. We fall to our systems. You know, so those systems, those habits, those everyday things, it's what life is.
Procrastination is a thief. It steals your dreams, your time, your potential. Each time that you say, "I'll do it tomorrow," you let another piece of your future slip away. And it feels harmless in the moment, just a small delay, a temporary pause. But those moments add up, turning days into years and dreams into regrets. Procrastination is a slow poison. It does not destroy you all at once, but it will eventually. Act now before tomorrow becomes a memory of what could have been.
Without vision, you will not be able to say no to the parties. Without vision, you will not be able to say no to the drugs. Without vision, you will not be able to say no to the things in your life that are preventing you from getting to that next level, from becoming the person that you are meant to be, from bringing your dreams into reality.
What's the difference? Right? Like when talent meets talent, talent is no longer enough. Like, what's the difference? What separates a man, right? Because it has to be more than talent and skill set. It has nothing to do with talent. It has everything to do with mentality, spirit, DNA, ethos, how I show up, what I take pride in, what I live for every single day. I live by two words as a man: honor and legacy. I honor the ones that paved the way for me. I work to leave a legacy for the ones that's coming behind me. Everything I touch, I want to make it better.
We live in a time where information comes at an excess, but implementation is harder than ever. I need to be consistent and I need to trust the process once I start it. And what you see is that a lot of people aren't consistent because in the moments that the process is not giving you an immediate reward, you stop and you do something else. Being consistent means showing up over and over and over again when it's inconvenient, when it's uncomfortable, when you don't feel like it, when you're busy, when other things happen, and especially when you know that nobody else is there to know if you show up.
Many people want to be exceptional, but they're afraid of being an exception. Wanting an outcome without the requirement that the outcome has. We can't do the same thing that everyone else approves of and then somehow get a different outcome than everyone else does. Why do you believe what you believe? If you have a belief and you can't explain why you believe it, it's not yours. It's someone else's. Most people walk around parroting other people's words for the vast majority of their lives. And so they basically act as recorders where they click record at one point of their life and then they click play in another time of their life. And they're just clicking record, play, record, play, record, play over and over again. None of those words are yours. It makes sense that people feel alone and they feel like they're acting because they never say what they think. And as a result, they also sound like everyone else because they were never themselves to begin with.
What shall I do? Well, for progress, you must decide.
People think, well, I don't know how to do this, so I can't do it. But anything of significance that a person has achieved over their life, they didn't know how to do it when they started. A quantum leap is one of those things that's dead solid perfect within the realm of possibility for you. You just haven't done it yet.
People get frustrated not achieving what they want because they assume that they're going to jump across a cavern in one leap. But if you picture your goals like you're trying to build a bridge across that crevice, and every brick that you put on that bridge is progress, and each one of those bricks represents a skill that you need to learn along the way. It just takes all the way until you get to the other side that you can actually walk across. And so the walking across is the outcome. It's the external perceived achievement. But if you can reframe your progress as What are the 100 things on this checklist? What are the 100 skills that I need, the micro skills that I need? Then you can have much faster feedback cycles of wins that you're achieving along the way. And I think if you can define it that way, then you can feel like you are winning, A, more often, but B, with higher intensity, because as you win, skills stack on top of each other.
The greatest gap between successful and unsuccessful people is the gap between knowing and doing. Sometimes the biggest step in the right direction ends up honestly being the biggest step of your life.
Every action you take is like a vote for the type of person you wish to become. The real reason that habits matter is that they reinforce your identity. Each action is like a little vote building up some evidence for being that kind of person. No, doing one push-up does not transform your body, but it does cast a vote for I'm the type of person who doesn't miss workouts. And no, writing one sentence does not finish the novel, but it does cast a vote for I'm a writer. Take a little bit of time to think about that. Who is the type of person I want to cast votes for?
You're not the best version of yourself if you don't have your mind right, if you don't have your body right, if you don't have your money right, if you don't have your spirituality right, if you don't have your character right, and you're trying to help other people, you're going to be ineffective. So we have to take care of ourselves. We have to build ourselves up into the best possible us, and we have to have our shit together in the best possible way in order to actually benefit other people.
You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. Work harder on yourself than you do on your job. If you work hard on your job, you can make a living, which is fine. If you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune, which is super fine. Success is something you attract by becoming an attractive person. I started hearing those ideas, and it revolutionized my whole life.
Your brain is like a supercomputer, and your self-talk is a program it will run. So if you tell yourself you're not good at remembering names, you will not remember the name of the next person you meet because you program your supercomputer not to. They say the two most powerful words in the English language are also the smallest, I am. Because whatever you put after that, complete that sentence with, is going to determine your destination, your destiny.
There's a full range of emotions. You're not here to pursue happiness. It's not that experiencing happiness isn't something that you shouldn't want more than experiencing pain. Obviously, I'm going to want pleasure more than I want pain. It only makes sense. But life is a range of emotions. Yeah. To not want to experience something, one, is inevitable. But two, it's the fear of the pain that comes attached to that, that you don't want. Mm-hmm. When you understand that that's naturally a part of life, you embrace it and you navigate through it because that's what life has to offer you.
Only focus should be on getting better at what you're doing. Everything that you're worried about is going to be gone like that. All this worry and concern is wasted time and energy. Focus on what you're doing, get better at what you're doing. Everything else is a complete waste of time.
A lot of people are very, very, very ambitious with their words and very, very, very unambitious with their actions. And that's what ends up costing them everything that they want.
You have to explore, examine the insides of yourself. And what do you really want out of life? And a lot of people out here just don't even want it. So guess what? Have fun with your life.
You can change yourself. Human beings can live one way for 5 years and then tear up that script and live a totally different way the next 5 years. You're not a tree. You don't have to stay. You're not a goose. You don't have to fly south. I'm telling you, anytime you want to, you can say, I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change my income. I'm going to change my abilities. I'm going to do more than I've ever done before. Take on that as your God-given right as a human being to change your life to whatever degree you want it to change.
People won't like it when you work on yourself, because every time you do, you'll be holding up a mirror for them. It's important to remember that the person holding up the mirror isn't out to get you. They don't get to decide what you see in it. It's up to you to confront what's there. So start living for yourself and see what happens.
I kept saying this to myself on repeat. If you've worked this hard, that you will not be rewarded. You have to believe that this moment is preparing you for something amazing that hasn't happened yet. keep going. And so I repeated that over and over and over and over and over again. Be like, no, there's just no way I'm going to believe that something amazing isn't going to happen. I've worked too hard. Something amazing that hasn't happened is coming. And when you get yourself into that mindset, it creates a sense of resilience and momentum and resolve that you need in order to keep going when the shit hits the fan or when you feel disappointed or when life is beating you down.
Time is slipping. It moves silently, slipping through your fingers as you are distracted, promising there's always tomorrow, that there's always another day. But in truth, time is relentless. It is ruthless. It does not wait, and it does not return what it takes. The dreams you set aside, the ambitions that you've delayed, they hang in the balance, threatened by the passage of time. Each second is a gift, and each day is an opportunity. And the future that you long for, it begins with what you do now, in this very moment.
Your life is so much bigger and more beautiful than you know. You are not limited in any way, shape, or form by what family you were born into or by where you live in the world. You are capable of more than you know. The most amazing people that you're going to meet in your life, they are ahead of you. All those dreams that you have, you can achieve them. You got to just wake up every day and just do a little bit better. And one of these days, you're going to wake up like I have, and you're going to be astonished by everything that you've achieved. All I want you to do right now is trust. Trust that where you are, it is leading you exactly where you're meant to go. That someday in the future, it's all going to make sense. And right now, that's all you need to do, is to wake up and believe that the future is big and beautiful and bright. And I promise you, it will be.
Every magician used to use the phrase, abracadabra. When people would hear that, people thought that it was some mystery behind it, some great thing. But the truth is, it is simply meaning, show up now. Manifest now. You've been wanting to see your dreams come true? Abracadabra, manifest now. Speak it as if it already happened. Talk about it as if it has already occurred. Don't worry about having some kind of imposter syndrome, because you're facing the impossible and you realize, if I separate it, it is I'm possible. There is no impossible. Speak it as if it's already happened. Chase it like it belongs to you. Speak it as if you demand it out of the universe. I want to see my family together. I want to see growth. I want to see my business. I want to see my health improve. And then put the actions to your words. Because one without the other is like a coin with no other side. There's no value. You need to have real currency in life. You need to have a promise that you make to yourself, that not only will I speak it, I will become it. And if I become it, I can overcome it. Whatever it is that tries to stop me, I know that I'm becoming a better version of me. And whatever I have to hurdle in order to become that, I end up showing others that there's a way around. Whatever you have to do, keep speaking life over your life.
I dare you to go attack your impossibilities. Everything was once impossible until somebody did it. And don't let people place their impossibilities on your life. What they couldn't do has nothing to do with what you can do.
It's a thing called post-traumatic growth. You talk about most people. Most people are resilient, man. People are naturally resilient. The average person, when they encounter a challenge or encounter adversity, opposition, or a tough time, the average person will figure out a way to get through it. That's not the task. The task is 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months later, will they revert back to the same behavior, same habits, same thought process, and same language, psychologically and physically. And then there's something called post-traumatic growth, to where when an individual goes through a challenge, goes through change, adversity and opposition, post-traumatic growth, when they get on the other side of it, they're never the same because of their level of growth and how they see it psychologically and physically, because they give the adversity and the opposition a narrative.
Why do I have to go through this pain? Why do I have to go through this fear all the time? Why can't it just be peaceful all the time? and there wouldn't be life.
It's one thing to get up there and perform. It's one thing to show your kids a wonderful day. It's one thing to go make the sale. It's one thing to put in a full 12-hour shift. It's another to do it as you're grieving. It's another to do it when you're filled with shame. It's another to do it when you feel totally alone, terribly alone. Stoicism is not the absence of emotion. We have stories of Marcus Aurelius crying, multiple in fact. These were people that felt, no question, but they also understood that life, especially leadership, requires being able to balance these emotions with the responsibilities and duties that each of us have. We have to process these emotions, to be sure. We may also have to put them aside for a second because our children are depending on us, because we've got to go make our living, because we made a commitment, because the world is counting on us. Life doesn't care if you have a broken heart, only that we hit our marks.
In the silence of your mind, there is war. One side dreams, aspires, pushes for greatness. It is an unyielding force that propels you toward the future in which you reach your full potential. But the other side whispers doubts, stirs fears, plants the seeds of hesitation. This war rages on, unseen by the world, yet it is the most crucial fight you will ever face. Because victory here means everything. It means pushing through when the weight of uncertainty feels too heavy. It means choosing to act, even when your heart trembles with fear. You see, winning this war is not about defeating an external enemy. It is about conquering the one within. And when you do, you will find that the world bends to the will of the warrior that you have become.
The reality of life is, it's up to you to pick up your broken pieces and put them back together, even though someone else might have caused the damage. It's up to you to put yourself first, even though you're used to believing that you shouldn't. It will be exhausting, but every step towards healing is a step towards reclaiming your power. Let go of the anger that chains you to your past so you can become the person you need to be.